Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians 1:8.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 1:8. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. While under house arrest, when he could have been focused on himself or consumed with sorrow and bitterness, Paul, the author of the letter today's verse comes from, he told the first century believers in ancient Philippi, in essence, as God is my witness, I feel a gut-level, spirit-driven longing for you, and this comes directly from Jesus and therefore resembles his love. That type of love went so much deeper than the ancient Philippians were accustomed to seeing or receiving in their earthly relationships, deeper than many in our day are accustomed to experiencing as well. How many of us can repeat Paul's proclamation, not just in regard to our sons and daughters, our husbands, our wives, our moms, our dads, our siblings, which is hard enough, but to those in our faith communities, including those who maybe hold different political views or interpret certain portions of Scripture differently as well. Those who have faults, who are at times inconsiderate, who maybe have a tendency to interrupt others on occasion or make every conversation about themselves. In short, those who are as imperfect and in need of grace as you and I are, and as no doubt the Philippian believers were as well. I imagine most, if not all of us, want to love others well. We don't like it when we respond out of pride or defensiveness, or we allow our faulty perceptions to taint our reactions. We want to be gracious, kind, self-sacrificing, peace-loving, to speak words that build others up rather than those that tear them down, to be encouragers who see the best in others and who are always quick to call that out. The problem is we often try to do this in our own strength, but we cannot love like Jesus apart from Jesus. It is simply not possible. Our attempts will only leave us feeling exhausted and defeated. But Paul wasn't relying on himself. Instead, he said his affection came from Christ, from his close connection with and deep and constant reliance on God. God's goodness and grace first filled him and then poured from him, giving him the strength and the desire to beautifully and consistently live out the radical, self-sacrificing, and incomprehensible love of Christ. A love that kept him from retaliating when others slandered him and attempted to make his life harder. A love that gave him courage to prioritize other people's salvation so much he was willing to endure stonings, flogging, beatings, imprisonment, and if it came to it, which it later did, death, that they might hear the gospel and grab hold of God's gift of life. That type of love is shocking, enticing, life-giving, which is why Jesus told us that others would know us by our love. Well, by his love, with which he continually floods our souls, which means if we want to be great friends, patient wives or husbands, gracious and compassionate parents, and loyal sons and daughters, we will prioritize our relationship with Jesus Christ. We'll learn to hit pause during stressful moments to remind ourselves of His presence and to ask for His peace. We'll set our alarms to go off just a few minutes earlier in the morning, or maybe we'll remain awake a few minutes later at night to nourish our souls as we connect with Jesus through Scripture. And we'll create margin in our lives for more relaxed and extended times of prayer and praise, knowing that is how we experience and reflect the heart of our Father. Our relationship with others should leave the watching world shocked and curious. That will draw others to our Savior, the one who wants to teach and empower them to love others well also, perhaps more than anything we say or do. Think about that for a minute. Our Christ-led interactions with others proclaim the gospel, whether or not we state a single truth or verse. The deep connection we share with one another reveals the power of God unleashed in the human heart. In our increasingly disconnected and lonely world, people long for that, and God will use that longing to draw men and women to Himself. That, my friends, is how you and I can change the world one smile, kind word, and grace-filled interaction at a time. The best part is, we don't need to wear ourselves out trying. We simply need to remain connected to and empowered by Christ. And He will love others, including those people whose rough edges seem to rub up against our rough edges. He will love them through us. Let's pray. Holy Father, You are the perfect embodiment of love. Everything You do comes from a place of love, and we belong to You. You have showered us with grace upon grace, more grace than we could ever exhaust or we would ever need. And that grace, it gives us the strength and the power to love others well. Lord, we know we can't do that in our own strength. If we try, we're just going to fail, and we're going to end up feeling defeated and exhausted. But we can love others with Your love. You will love others through us as we connect with You. So show us what that looks like. Teach us how to live in an ongoing connection with You, to really prioritize our time with You, to rest in Your presence, and to gain strength from that presence. Love our people well through us, Lord, and may our relationships be so deep and so strong and so pure that we will leave the watching world amazed, and that as they watch our interactions with one another, a longing will be stirred within them that will turn them to You. Lord Jesus, we pray all of this in Your name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.